There is sometimes a confusion between the difference of assertive, aggressive, and passive communication. Very often, people who tend to communicate more aggressively will think that they are being assertive. And people who are communicating more passively will almost want to be a little bit more aggressive in their communication. Assertiveness is actually something in between, but can sometimes be a little bit confusing to identify. So in order to establish what assertive behaviour actually is like, let us look at some of those different types of behaviour first. Aggressive behaviour. When we are behaving aggressively, we might sound like this. It would never have happened if you'd... So we get into blaming others. Or, that spreadsheet has to be finished by the end of the week or else. We get into giving orders or making threats. Haven't you sorted that out yet? Asking somewhat threatening questions. You must be joking. Rather dismissive of others. This manual is useless. Stating our opinion as fact. I'm sure you'll all agree that... Speaking for others. You have to... Making decisions for others. What about passive behaviour? When we are behaving passively, we might sound like this. Oh, you know me, I'm useless at that. Putting ourselves down. I'm very sorry to trouble you, but... Apologising for ourselves unnecessarily. I wouldn't normally ask this, it's just that... Justifying ourselves unnecessarily. I wonder if I could talk to you about taking some holiday. Stumbling and hesitating. I'd like to have got into town today as I had some urgent things to do, but I don't have the car available, so I suppose I won't be able to go, but giving indirect messages by hinting and rambling. Well, it's only my opinion, but playing down our own views. So what I wonder are the effects of these aggressive or passive types of behaviours. Let's look at the aggressive type of behaviour first. In the short term, you might win and the other person might lose. You might lose and the other person might win. You might regret your actions. You might feel better for venting your feelings. The other person might become aggressive back with you. The other person might admire your strength. The other person might feel angry or hurt. In the long term, the effect of continuous aggressive communication might make you lead to be feeling guilty. It might make you apologise profusely or become overhelpful as a result and a counteraction. You might blame others for your aggression. You might become very drained. You might become isolated. You might get lots of things done. You might also get high blood pressure. The other person might withdraw from you. The other person might become resigned to accept you. They might even look up to you. They might start to take the initiative less. They might also leave. How about passive behaviour? The short-term effect of the passive approach is that you might feel less anxious. You might feel sorry for yourself. You might feel very pleased with yourself that you've been so helpful. You might feel relieved that you didn't have to say no. The other person might think you are really helpful. Or they might think you're a pushover. They might feel sorry for you. They might feel guilty for taking advantage of you. Or they might feel indifferent towards you. In the long term, the passive approach to communication means that you might lose your self-esteem and confidence. You might find it even harder to be more assertive. You might appear to be very popular. Or you might feel angry, hurt, resentful, or self-pitying. You might suffer from tension or headaches. And the other person might be irritated by you. They might respect you less. They might be very pleased with your flexibility and helpfulness. Or they might avoid contact with you.